Swamp cooler is nice in that one room, but sometimes it gets kind of cold.
Yeah.
You gotta turn it off for like a little bit.
I'm telling you right now, my bedroom is about 97 degrees. Or it's 98 degrees. It's boy band hot.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I will say, though, if the moment you do turn it off, though, it's like instantaneous. Oh, my gosh. I really regret that decision because then it like takes a minute for it to get cool again. Right. You're like, no.
Why
make these? Yeah, yeah. It's a fine line you walk trying to stay cool in these parts.
Give it up.
But like I said, we do have a show for y'all today. We're going big today. We actually going 4 hour. We cut it short last week. You know, we had the big game. In case you missed it, Warriors won. We're definitely going into that a little bit. We got a little beef going on between Draymond and LeBron. We got some Celtics always trading. You know, we got Conor McGregor getting a massive fight. But we're going to get, like I said, we're going to get the show started. Like I said, we did mention last week we cut it short because we had a championship game. That's right. Warriors won, in case you all missed it. It was a big deal. Stuff's been happening for a past week. It's been a week since we've been on, so we obviously got to talk about it for a little bit. I mean, I guess it was a pretty entertaining game, actually. We actually got a really good championship game out of it.
Yuck.
You didn't like it? Well, obviously, we both picked the Cavs. You said in six, I said in seven, and we were both horribly wrong.
I think I said Warriors in seven. So
yeah, yeah. You got at least the championship right.
A terrible series.
Drew, I think, had the best. I think he had Warriors in six.
I think he did, yeah. Yeah. But it was. Would you say garbage series for you? Why do you say that, Jordan?
I mean, not a garbage series and overall, but just like there was moments. You know what I'm saying? In every series, there's moments. Like in last year's series when LeBron blocked E off the backboard, that was a moment that's going to stand out in history.
Yeah.
The Warriors won this series, but there are no real moments to me. Like the only moment I could think of is like in the closeout game when like KD hit that three over Kevin Love, but like that's the only.
What about game three though, when he came down with KD came down with like 30-40 on the clock and pops that three right in front of LeBron?
Yeah, that one too,
to go ahead.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
All that's, KD, KD's the MVP.
Because a 2-1 game against the Cavaliers, or a 2-1 series against Cavaliers rather than a 3-0 series, is a completely different. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, that game, you know, becomes all more intrusive that next game and stuff. Then you got 2-2 going back, and, like, everyone's riding that coattails.
No, for sure.
I get what you're saying, though. There wasn't, like, a singular, like, wow, that was just amazing. I think, honestly, I think if the Warriors had just swept them, it would have just been, like, the moment would have been just the sheer dominance of what the Warriors are right now.
Yeah.
I mean, that's essentially what it is. This team is a juggernaut. They've got a ton of people. We got a quote-unquote super team that some people claim to never been a part of before, which is, I don't quite get where he gets making that statement.
The audacity.
All right. We got to talk about that.
Yeah, I was going to say, if you didn't hear LeBron James, after the game, went on to saying that he had never been part of a super team, which...
Is
Dwayne Wade? You don't think so? Are you think it's accurate? So how do you do?
Well, go ahead,
what's
John.
Weird? What's weird to me is he's in the interview. He says, "I've never been part of a super team until now." So he's
thinking that the Cavaliers, Dwayne Wade and Chris Bosh,
right? I mean, and Allen, and you know what I mean. There's so many.
Ray Allen was 38 years old. Boy, if you don't stop.
Who won him that championship?
Not Ray. Ray made one shot. Thank you. I mean, he made one shot with an incredible shot, big shot, but he did not win it himself.
Okay.
He was still a piece in that puzzle.
He was a piece, but I'm saying Ray Allen, he got game. He wasn't Jesus Shuttlesworth.
Yeah.
Shuttlesworth out there with LeBron and D-Wade and Chris Bosh.
Yeah.
That's a super team.
Yeah.
Okay, so I guess we have to define what a super team is. Like, that's a big question.
Because
a lot of teams have a lot of good players on their – winning teams have a lot of good players on their team.
Right.
I mean, it's about your success overall, I think. That's an important part. But LeBron's main point is just that – any team that he ever joined to later on be a championship team, they were terrible. You know, 30-win teams. When he first joined the Miami Heat, they had won, I believe, 33 games. And then the next season, they went to the finals, lost to the Spurs, I believe, and then came back next year and won. Oh, not to the Spurs, to the Mavericks.
Mavs, yes.
And then came back the next year and won it. You know what I'm saying? But they were a terrible team before he got there. Dwayne Wade was already there, and he had a
championship with Shaq. They weren't too awful.
Okay, and that was a Shaq that was the last of his moment in time.
Right, but I'm saying, he still had, Wade still had a championship under his belt before LeBron got there.
Yeah, but two superstar players aren't
right.
Super team.
I mean, you have Chris Bosh as well.
Chris Bosh is not a superstar.
The only argument I have,
he's a legitimate player to this piece. So is he a Hall of Famer? Probably not. Yeah,
numbers wise, it depends on what his career trajectory is. If he continues to play with superstar players like LeBron and Kyrie, he won't be a superstar.
It looks like it. I don't think he's playing anymore. Like, isn't he out? Isn't he done?
Who?
Chris Bosh.
Oh, I thought you were talking about Kevin Love.
Yeah, I thought you were talking about Kevin Love as well.
Yeah, Chris Bosh is done.
Chris Bosh is over with.
Which I think will be a Hall of Famer.
You think he'd be a Hall of Famer?
He's a pretty good player.
He's a good player. But
with the stats, I mean, with the numbers that he put up with Toronto, coming over, winning a few rings, I mean...
He's got solid numbers.
I feel
like
he's got the pedigree to get a Hall of Fame.
Hall of Fame bid, okay.
At least a bid.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, like, LeBron's point is that all five players on the Warriors are, like, pretty much surefire Hall of Famers.
Right.
Like, the only one who's probably not is probably, like, Klay. Maybe. You know what I'm saying? That's probably the least likely one.
And not to mention they have a bench that's full of all-stars as well. They have Iggy coming off the bench. Granted, Sean Livingston, who should have been an amazing player, injury-ridden, unfortunately.
Right.
He came back, and he's been phenomenal for them. So they have a deep bench as well.
The only argument I really like from LeBron's standpoint, he said earlier in an interview, where when they assembled in Miami, and it was, I mean, obviously Dwayne Wade, there was a couple pieces put in place, but... You know, the two big factors, Bosch and LeBron, came from two separate teams to join. They started it as from the ground, not necessarily from the ground, but starting from a nucleus. We already had, as Warriors, we already had Klay, Draymond. We already had that whole four, you know, kind of rocking, and then Durant came into that mix.
No, for sure.
So that's the only argument I would give LeBron or any of that side.
The main thing with that argument was that they weren't calling. You guys weren't, even though you guys went 73-9, you guys were just a really good team. Nobody considered you guys a super team because that was all homegrown talent for the most part.
Yeah, all draft picks.
All draft picks. All people that you guys created in your own situation. So it's not like you guys assembled, you know, the Avengers, you know, like.
Yeah.
But then you guys take that already, you know, record-breaking nucleus and then add the second best player in the world, that's a super team, bro. Like, there's no way around that.
No,
you know what I'm saying?
I'm not shelling away from the fact that the Warriors are a super team. They are.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I just don't like how a lot of people throw salt on it being that Durant being that he joined and all. I mean, LeBron's out there spending, well, granted, the Cavs are out there, but in my eyes, it's LeBron pulling the strings, spending god-awful money for Tristan Thompson, for all these players. I mean, going out and getting Kevin Love, getting Korver. I mean, they didn't necessarily pan out the way you would hoped, but I don't know how you can't look at that as being a super team as well and being like, what's the difference? Obviously, we have a better nucleus of shooters and talent, but...
I mean, I would just say, like, just looking at your team from top to bottom, the easiest way I could explain it is that I believe the Warriors made the least roster moves all year long. The 12 players that you started the season with are the same 12 players that you ended the season with. That's highly unlikely in the league. You know what I'm saying? Usually somebody from your organization comes up from the D-League.
It's great coaching.
It's fantastic coaching. You know what I'm saying? So coaching, I think that's the number one thing that validates how good your guys' team was. And it's no knock against you. Congratulations to the Warriors. Congratulations to Kevin Durant. You know what I'm saying? Well-deserved. Yeah.
Well, and I like, you know, the fact, too, is winning. I thought, you know, even with a sweep, or if Durant didn't go out and average what he did, it was going to be a slight tilt to the Warriors being like, oh, you know, you're just this collection of talent. You guys all got it done. But I just love the fact that I feel Durant went out there and earned it. He earned that spot of not being able to, you know, to silence everyone, averaging, you know, close to 35 a game in the finals, getting the MVP, pretty much putting the team on our back. On his back and winning that finals for us. So
did you hear this comment also as well when someone was asking him about last year's finals, if you watched him, and he says, I don't watch the finals. Did you
Durant
say that? Yeah, he said that to a reporter.
I believe it. No, I've heard him say that before.
But then there's like video of him watching the finals. Like he was watching when the Heat beat the San Antonio, or when San Antonio beat the Heat. Yeah, it was that year. There's video of him watching that final.
There's no blanket statement. Yeah. What finals? This finals? I don't watch the finals. I don't watch the finals.
Exactly. Which I was like, I saw that, and then it was like, Kevin Durant's a liar, and I just had to click on it. I was like, oh, what? And then, like, it legitimately, it was like an actual, like, video made of him watching the finals. Like,
wow.
It was like, produced and everything and have, like, you know.
Wonder how much TMZ paid for that.
Yeah, really. And, needed that one.
It was, I was going to say, all right, Kevin Durant, he finally got his ring, so congrats to him right there. But like I said, the beef don't stop. It don't stop after this one right now because Draymond and LeBron had themselves a nice little battle on Instagram, man. That was some good stuff. You had Draymond come out with, honestly, a great shirt, which I thought, if you didn't see it, it said it was at a championship trophy on there, and it said Quickie on there, which I thought it would have been more appropriate if it was a sweep.
He said in the interview, or he said in his interview that they made him after Game Three.
Okay,
they made him. They got him made in Cleveland.
There you go. They karmed them,
which is another little pinch. You know, they got him made in Cleveland.
Exactly, which I thought would have been epic if they actually swept them because they actually finished in the Quicken Loans Arena, which is the Cavaliers' home. Instead, but unfortunately, the actual Cavaliers did hold off on that and celebrate that with their fans, which I'm sure they can appreciate. Mm-hmm. And then, like I said, LeBron had to go on and say make a comment about that Quickie shirt, and it made it "That's What She Said" moment right there, which is those are always fun.
Those
are great,
yeah.
Man.
Hey, yeah, classic.
I didn't know LeBron was really that funny.
Yeah, like LeBron's got. I mean, he's a passive aggressive, but he got jokes.
He figured he has to be at a level. Like LeBron can't like full out roast anybody, you know, because he's such a high level figure.
Right.
That's what he has to do. Just little jabs, mm-hmm. You know, little quick funny stuff like that.
Exclude people from pictures and whatnot too. You know, just little things.
I like how it wasn't. I mean, it wasn't malicious. You didn't see like.
I mean, from the looks of it, LeBron and Draymond are actually like good friends.
Right.
You see that barbershop?
Yeah, the barbershop clip right there.
I'm pretty sure they know each other, they're friends. They're just two competitive guys.
Exactly. Oh yeah, I mean, who doesn't talk trash to their friends and stuff?
Especially at the barbershop.
Especially if you lose
to them. Last week.
I'm still waiting to get that FIFA game back.
Right, I'm just saying, man. The moment I'm playing this guy in FIFA, this guy's going hard on me because I'm beating him. Man. He was getting mad, so I get it.
Hey,
I know what it's like.
Hey,
competitive.
Yeah, no, it happens.
Put the sticks in my hand and turn into Kobe.
I'm just gonna have to throw punches.
But yeah, man, I actually watched the parade. I'm usually not the biggest fan, especially if it's not like, you know, like somebody who, like a team who I was rooting for. But I actually watched the parade. Draymond classic when he came up to "Anti" by SOB and RGE. Classic song, man. Classic. Draymond did it big, man.
Only in the Bay Area.
Yeah, right only there. In there. But you see everybody turning up in the crowd. Uh-huh. The vibes were amazing, man. So,
honestly, if you happen to be lucky to go to that parade, I'm sure you had a blast. I don't know. I'm not a fan of parades.
Oh,
like those parades. Like I remember trying to go into. I tried to go to one when the Lakers won. I think it was their second time with Kobe, mm-hmm. without Shaq. And we were heading down to downtown LA. My sister got in a car accident. We were going down there, so we weren't able to go.
Jeez.
And she messed up my car. So I forever and never let anyone else drive my car.
Jeez.
Because my sister's a shop parent. You're a terrible driver. And kind of like from then on, I'm like, yeah, I was like, dude, parades are pointless. Why are we doing this? I already celebrated. They won.
Except for, did you see the Penguins, the Pittsburgh Penguins hockey parade this year?
I did see a little bit of some highlights. I saw guys.
The greatest clip I've ever seen.
I saw guys was shotgun and beers on the side with the fans.
Just a standard fan, and I forget the player walked over to him, and it was a tall boy,
which
is even more epic, you know, the 16. And straight shotguns with him. And I was like, I want to go to a hockey parade is where I want to go.
Well, it's in Boston, too, where a lot of them are like, you know, Irish.
No, Pittsburgh.
Oh, Pittsburgh, never mind. Pittsburgh. Still Pittsburgh. Yeah.
Steel country.
Steel country, man. You got to work.
Kevin Durant trying to chug a beer down and spitting it all out in the locker room. That's the only thing I've been.
It was cold,
about.
Man.
Yeah, it was too cold.
Oh, no,
it was
he
really
was
cold
ready
and
for
it.
You can tell, like, I mean.
It was an IPA, bro. It was too strong.
That's Bud Light, my dude. Okay, it's water. So we had a great time right there. Like I said, this past weekend, we're going to shift gears away from, because we have talked about like 15 minutes about
love it.
A thing that happened last week. So we're going to go into things that were happening more recently. Yesterday was Father's Day, so shouts to all the fathers right now.
Shout out to all my young savages.
Yes.
Going R-A-W.
Yes. Loving the shouts right now. Yeah. They need it. They need the shout right now. They
Is that
need to be
not true? Is that not a true statement? And it's PC. That's like perfect.
I appreciate where you're coming from right now. So
hey,
thank you for this.
I called my dad. Told him I thank him.
I got to talk a little bit right now because Father's Day brought about quite an epic commercial campaign by Foot Locker. It included Lonzo Ball. I got to get this. I'm getting this queued up right now for you guys because it really, truly was amazing. Lonzo Ball and a couple other players talking about their fathers and their experiences with them. And we're just going to give a quick little listen to this right now because, like I said, Foot Locker, they know what they're doing. They like to sell shoes.
Dads do for us on our journeys to the end.
Hey, let's start that over again. All right? Yeah. We're good now.
With Father's Day and the draft so close together, Foot Locker asked us to reflect on everything dads do for us on our journeys to the NBA. Dads are special. So many memories. All those games of one-on-one in the driveway where he let me win. Just never missing a game. Of course, there's that big day
When your dad berates your high school coach in front of an entire crowd for not getting you enough touches.
Waking up early to drive to all those faraway tournaments.
Or that special moment when your dad sits you down and tells you where you're going to college. Copyright your name to make it a part of a family lifestyle brand. Went on First Take and shouted back and forth with Stephen A. Smith about how you're already better than the reigning league MVP. All those interviews from the stands during college games. The public spats with the all-time greats. Soundbite after soundbite to the national media. And then tells 29 out of 30 teams to not bother drafting you.
And fishing. We went fishing a lot.
Yes. Foot Locker. Great commercial. It had a bunch of draftees.
That was great.
Loved DeAndre it. Fox. Marco Fultz wasn't in that, but a couple other guys. And Lonzo Ball as well. He's the focal point. And honestly, I wanted to talk a quick moment right now because I keep saying we're going to talk about LeVar Ball because it's an easy tangent to get lost in because he's a very intriguing figure. But I got to give a shout to him because he's honestly being like, I feel like the best father right now for Father's Day because he's done like a brilliant job with his marketing campaign on his son right now. Like, he's totally making him out to be such a cool figure because, like, dude, he's making fun of his dad right now. His dad's a buffoon. And dad's putting on this outrageous show that he knows is going to garnish attention. And right. Therefore make his son much more of a figure out there that people are more recognizable, because that's pretty much how you want to be.
Yeah.
Become recognizable. And he's pretty much banging on the fact his son's going to be a baller out there, hence that big baller brand. And I just thought, dude, this guy is brilliant. He's making Lonzo Ball look like, all right, I can dig this guy right now. He sounds funny. He's just jabbing at his dad right now.
No, yeah. What's epic, too, is he, for Foot Locker, he had to sign off on this.
Yeah.
So he's fully aware.
He knows
he's
saying.
He's fully aware of his marketing schemes.
Oh, yeah. I mean.
At first, I on this show, I have gone on to say not nice things about LeVar Ball.
A lot of people have. You're not. Yeah. we're past that. He's good. LeVar's not hurt.
After Father's Day, man, that guy's something else. He
can't help but like him.
Right.
You can't help because all he wants to do is support his kids. Like,
exactly.
How can you not like a person who just wants to support his kids? Like, all
about his
kids.
I think some people would say it's maybe aggressive supporting, you know, in a fashion, like almost helicopter supporting.
But at the end of the day, who knows your son better than you? You know what I'm saying?
True.
You know what I'm saying? He changed that man's diaper. That's a grown man now. You know what I'm saying? So if he feels... You know what I'm saying? That his son can handle that. Obviously, his son's not shying away from the pressure. He's taken everything LeVar puts him up to.
I feel like it's done a lot for Lonzo as well, this commercial. Just, I mean, how many people were like, oh, you know, he's kind of, like you said, he's the helicopter father, so Lonzo's just kind of that quiet. I feel like this gives him his own face. You know, mm-hmm. It gives him his own personality, his own kind of likeness.
His own voice. LeVar's a loud voice.
I mean, I think that's kind of what he was looking to try to do right there, is because he knew that any incoming guy is not going to really be... a lot of people, they're not LeBron James. You know, let's face it. For the most part, everyone that comes in, they don't get this type of attention. You know, not many of them get the hype that he's getting, or at least just the coverage. People know his name. People who aren't basketball fans know his name. So, I mean, his dad has done, I really think, you might call him a buffoon. You might call him aggressive. All those, adjectives apply to him. And, you know, but he's still doing, I think it's all meditated. It's all his strategy he's setting out there, right, for his, to try to make this brand popular and make it money for him, because that's all he's trying to support his family, you know?
Yeah.
His kids, he's got three boys. That's a lot.
I mean, he's doing a decent job.
Hey, man, he's got his son going into the NBA right now. He's going to be a lottery pick.
And the other
two
have already signed full ride scholarships to UCLA, so.
Definitely.
Yeah, job well done, Dad.
I was just saying, man, there's something being signed on this contract right now.
I just hope with the younger brothers coming up that somehow we find a way, like, okay, we've met LeVar. You know, we know who LeVar is. So, like, as his other kids are coming through, hopefully we don't have to, you know, do the LeVar
thing.
I don't think it's going to
work that way. I mean, I think he's worn it thin, this one. I think this is, like, broad stroke for all three of them.
I think that's why he's doing it so hard right now. Yeah. And I think it's good marketing, you know?
I mean, he's trying to create his own shoe brand. That's kind of hard to do.
You need promotion. You need marketing.
And I mean, look, he's already done this without...
With a $500 price point, it's going to be hard regardless.
But I mean, the guy has already...
If people are buying Yeezys, they'll buy some Zo2s.
I mean, I'm just saying, the guy has already got his name out there and people know it. And
exactly.
How many commercials have you seen of Big Baller Brand? Zero. I've never seen one before.
Exactly. All free
people. All free people.
Twitter, social media.
Ice Cube challenging him. He'll say, I'll buy one if you beat me one-on-one. All right.
Have you guys peeped that 3-on-3 thing that Ice
Cube has it started yet?
Big three?
Yeah, you watched it.
They just dropped their first commercial on FS1. It starts, I believe, the end of July.
I gotta see it.
I was looking at the lineups, man, and it's really guys who just pretty much, like, they're like in their 30s, fives plus, and they're just like, hey, I can't ball with these guys, but like I can still ball, you know? I see Catino Mobley out there, and he can still move, man. I've seen some videos of him playing, like, in just, like, games, like, little organized games, right? Catino Mobley.
Clipper legend, yes. Houston legend.
Right? Guy can still ball.
Shout out Jarreau.
Right?
Yeah, he hit us in the text message, like, damn, I can't get a shout-out on my own show. Shout-out Jarreau, man.
I forgot about that. Yes, he's just making a statement of, like, not being here a lot right now. So I'm just saying, yeah, I forgot. He will be here next week. He should be, at least.
He moved to ESPN Radio, and all of a sudden, you know, just...
He's too big time for us right now.
I feel like you can't even call into your own show. Like, right? If I was going, I would call in and be like, yo.
What's up, y'all? I mean, he is trying to say he's going to try to get here for the last half of the show. I don't know if that's still a thing. I haven't looked at my phone just yet.
Yeah.
I want to keep it one last thing on the Lonzo Ball thing, because there's one more just a little tidbit that Foot Locker did that, again, I thought was just pure and utter quality on their behalf.
Happy Father's Day. The relationship between a father and son is priceless. But if you had to put a number on it, it'd be something like $3 billion. Oh, yeah. He's going to love this.
Yes. $3 billion.
That's awesome.
Triple B's.
The best part about that is the very end is fishing. And fishing with my dad.
Fishing with your dad, man. Yeah. You gotta love fishing right now.
Because that's original. It's a real plain lifestyle right there.
I've, again, never been fishing before in my life. I feel like I'm in a cardinal sin in living in this town.
You never caught a fish, bro?
I've never been fishing.
Oh. But so, have you caught a fish? Like a bear? You smacking water or what?
I've never caught a fish. I mean, I've never gone fishing, so I've never had a chance to catch a fish.
Oh, okay, bet.
I mean, like I said, I grew up in L.A. There's not really many fishing spots to go around, I feel.
Yeah.
I mean, unless you go to, like, the ocean, that's
you
probably
go to
the closest
pier
spot.
Stuff, yeah, but that's kind of lame to
I just see it. Like, I feel like people just, they put their pole down there and just leave it. I'm like, that's not fishing, man. That's just, like, something will catch on, you know?
Being lazy.
Yeah. Get better at people. come on, go out there into, like, the river streams.
Just be
like,
better next time.
I've always wanted to go fly fishing, though, I will say. I feel like that looks kind of cool.
That when you got the high boots on and you're like,
yeah.
Okay.
You got to, like, be, like, it's like, you got to be, like, in the water.
Yeah, you're really in, like, there with the high boots on.
Yeah, you got to be really wanting
They're called waiters.
Waiters.
Yeah.
Waiters. Have you been fishing before?
I feel like Dion Waiters should come out with his own company of waiters.
Like shoes?
Like when he retires? No, he just becomes a fisherman when he retires. And then he just has his own line of waiters.
Well, I'm really glad to know that, because I did not know that was the case. They're called waiters. Like,
Dion Waiters, if you're listening, I'm going to take 50% of that.
I need it. I need it. Dion Waiters still in the... Oh, he is still in the league. He's on the Heat, right?
He's on the Heat.
Yeah, yeah.
Didn't he have a pretty good run with the Heat?
Yeah, he did the last half of the season.
He had a nice little run at the end. Shout out Dion Waiters.
Yeah, dude.
What's next on the agenda, Derek?
Yes, I was going to say, we're going to get ourselves a quick little break, because we got to shout out the sponsors one more time, and then we're getting into the news right after that right now. So... Again, this is FM 90.1 KZFR Chico, listener-supported community radio for the Sacramento Valley, the foothills, and beyond. Talking about practice is made possible by the generous contributions of KZFR supporters and by the Four Bay Aquatic Center in Orrville. Just minutes from Chico, the Four Bay Aquatic Center offers rentals on the water, classes with stand-up paddle boards, windsurfers, canoes, hydro bikes, pedal boats, and sit-in kayaks. There are also aquatic day camps and rowing camps for kids and seasonal membership. Open May 26th. Visit fourbayaquaticcenter.com for details. Every day is a fun day at the Four Bay. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Nice.
Okay. I would say that actually sounds really nice right now because of how hot it is. I actually might get myself in a canoe or something, you know?
Mm, it's a lot of sounds like a lot of work.
Hey, man, you got to stay cool out there somehow, you know?
Yeah. We went floating the other day. It was crazy.
That's a great way to stay cool right there. Like I said, coming up, I do have the news right there, the ever so insightful, the stuff that is so important that you guys just need to hear about it right now. We're talking about the NBA draft a little bit. Markelle Fultz, who is set to become the first person taken in this year's draft, has signed a deal with Nike. However, Fultz did entertain the idea of joining the Triple B brand, Big Baller brand. But so far, Lonzo Ball is going solo with the Triple B's. Hell, he doesn't even wear them himself. I don't know if you guys saw that Laker video where he was wearing Nikes when he was working out for the Lakers, not his shoes.
Yeah, I don't think there's any, there's only like a couple prototypes.
I guess you are still thinking. Yeah, I think they would make one for him, though.
They're pre, because they're expensive.
Yeah, you would think that he would have
one. Yeah. So they're taking. Yeah, that does make sense. I mean, if they're taking orders and then making them based on how many orders they get, and then dictating the market so they don't.
Understandable, yeah, because they don't want to have a whole bunch of inventory that they can't get rid of, because that's a lot of money that they're probably spending on it.
Exactly.
Well, actually, probably not. Because let's face it, we know the shoe game can be pretty cheap.
Yeah,
go to the right places. Ask Nike. Let's talk about the sports world again. Gronk Parties is up in Connecticut, of all places. Apparently, there's a casino out there where the New England tight end racked up a $100,000 tab. The tab included 160 balls of champagne and Dom Perignon Rosé.
Baller-ish.
That's classy right there.
Yeah.
Straight baller-ish.
Probably ish in parentheses.
I mean, 160 balls of champagne, that was nearly warrior status when they went out partying. And he's just having a regular weekend, man.
Wow.
Good for Gronk, man. I guess you can when he's about to get paid pretty good money if you make some catches this season.
I'm sure a couple of his brothers were right around him drinking.
Oh, yeah, no doubt. It wasn't him by himself. 160 balls by yourself, man. I'm sorry, Gronk is not playing this year. He's dead. let's face it. Everyone who likes golf was watching the U.S. Open this past weekend, which is a lot of people. I myself found my watching it because it was just really cool at the bar I was sitting at, so I didn't want to leave, so I kept watching the game. I'm sorry, not the game, the golf round.
Yeah, there you go.
But the U.S. Open was this past weekend, and some guy won that I've never heard of. His name was Brooks Koepka.
That's my cousin.
Oh, my God. I was going to say, man, I like it. Apparently, this guy is a baseball player turned. You couldn't make it in baseball, so he turned to golf. Baseball is his true passion. He just golfs for fun.
Couldn't make it at baseball.
Happy sounds like Happy Gilmore. Hey, yeah, Happy Gilmore too.
There we go. Yeah,
nice.
Happy Gilmore too. I like it.
I'm down.
I was gonna say that was a great movie. I think Adam Sandler's best.
Yeah, one of his only. Ugh.
Yeah. After that, it kind of went downhill. Yeah. We won't go into Adam Sandler's career. That's another one for another day. With Hideki Matsuyama having the best round of the day, he finished tied for second. Now, if DraftKings and FanDuel of the fantasy sports world had it their way, they would merge. However, there are people out there who see the combining of two likened things is a bad idea because of competition and whatnot, you know?
Mm.
Yeah, it's important stuff. So apparently they want to come together, merge, because let's face it, we're all giving money to one side or another. I'm over fantasy. I really am. I'm kind of getting over the fantasy world.
You know why?
You hold your tongue. Yeah, you hold your tongue.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I've always won money. Every single time I've played, I'm always walking in with some money. I always come on top. I might be in top three.
Let me guess. You weren't there for the draft, and you just got auto draft.
Oh, no.
I got dogged.
Man.
Dog walk.
I can still make my way through this world with an auto draft team. Okay?
It's true. Free agency is big.
Let's face it. And if you're playing fantasy, you realize you drop half your team throughout the season and pick up new people. So
yeah, well, if you drafted bad, then yeah, you would do that.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, I didn't, I dropped, four people, you know what I'm saying? I went at first, comfortably, you know what I'm saying? So, I don't know, but I feel you was part of the game.
Yeah. Okay.
Debatable.
I'm getting schooled in my fantasy world right now. However, DraftKings and FanDuel are still not allowed to merge, so no bueno.
That's a monopoly, dog.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's a great game, though. Amazon is buying Whole Foods, furthering progressing their food delivery services. The food delivery service has become a new trending thing, with companies such as Blue Apron becoming the central figure in this market, which is actually really nice. I think I'm going to start maybe getting my groceries delivered to me. I think it sounds like a plan, because
I
don't know what to shop for half the time.
I do Prime Pantry every now and again, but for like toilet paper or stuff like that, you know what I mean? It's super nice. You just pre-order. You got like three rolls left, you know, you're going to pre-order a little bit. Plus you get like a package at the door. Who doesn't want to get it's like Christmas, you know?
I am not doing none of that. Sounds like a waste of money.
Yeah, but
your lazy butts up.
But it is, what's it called? It's toilet paper you're getting delivered. That's not fun to open. If I was getting food delivered to me, I'd like to open food.
There's snacks in there, too.
If you have a car, you should get up and go. If you have to walk, I feel it. But if you have a car, you should get up and just go handle your business.
Hey, man.
It's like 113 degrees outside.
Yeah.
Hey, that guy got to drive in it, you know what I'm saying? So you're just going to just pour it on some other poor soul, you know what I'm saying? Here, you come to my house.
There, I was going to say, he's been paid for it, though.
That's true.
I am not.
Our laziness is creating jobs.
That's true.
I mean, that's what capitalism is for, man. If you got enough money, you can do whatever you want out there, pretty much.
Hence, Gronk spending $100,000 on champagne
and rosé.
Yeah.
Champagne and rosé.
America.
Fourth of July is right around the corner, so what greater way to celebrate than being completely drunk?
I'm too drunk to taste this chicken.
Doesn't matter if it's overcooked. All right, we are really stretching it right
Moving
now
on.
Because let's face it, this NBAs are over right now. We're in the dog days of summer right now, guys. We're really feeling it. And the dog days of summer only mean one thing: baseball.
Baseball. No.
For everyone that's a Giants fan right now, have fun.
Go easy.
At the bottom. It's okay. It's okay. You guys have worn a little bit out there.
It's rough.
But
it's a rough season.
NL West is killing it right now. And if you haven't been paying attention to the standings because you're a Giants fan, you don't want to see the season right now. I understand. You don't want to see what's going on up top. You know, it's a hard view. Straight mm-hmm. in your neck looking up that high. Mm-hmm. But the NL West has three teams right now that have over 40 wins at this point in the season. And I know it's still super early in baseball. And we're like, why are we talking? It's not even the All-Star break yet. But it's actually kind of looking kind of exciting. This might actually be a really interesting battle right now. We had an interesting game the other day with Nolan Arenado hitting for the cycle with a walk-off three-run homer to complete his cycle, which that's always an amazing feat right there. Just one of everything. Like, I'm going to go for it all.
Legendary.
Yeah, and to do the walk-off.
The walk-off to home run to complete. Oh, that's
to
player.
To complete the
that's
cycle, super yeah.
That's a day right there for him. Happy Father's Day to him. I don't know if he has a child or not, but he's a child of someone.
You're gonna have a child tonight.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Happy Father's Day to his dad for creating that.
Yeah, so his dad, I'm sure, is very proud out there for him. I mean, what a moment right there. And like I said, the Colorado Rockies are sitting atop the NL West
killing
right
it.
Now. You also have, on the other side, on the AL, you have Houston looking baller out there. They have really come together with the number of young players that they had. And it kind of stuck true to what they were originally going for.
They looked a little shaky, kind of like the Cubs did in the beginning of the season, but they've really kind of started to gel together and do pretty well.
So the Cubs are still looking really shaky.
Houston's turned it around. We'll wait for the Cubs to turn it around. But
I mean, it's still super early in the season. We're not even in July yet. We haven't yet hit the All-Star.
Still got 100 games.
Yeah, I was going to say, there's still a lot of baseball to be played. But like I said, it is that summertime right now where we are going to bring it up every so often in the show because we really don't have anything else to talk about.
Yeah.
So
it's going to be rough. It's going to be a really rough summer for me if the Giants keep it. I'm giving up. The Giants are keeping this whole season going the same way it's going to be.
Well, it's an odd year for y'all. I mean, you guys all accept that even year last year, which is, it's one time thing,
man. That was an anomaly.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, granted, this year, I mean, it's just game after game, you know, it used to be, you know, 5-1s, you're like, okay, you know, we're gonna pull this through. It's not like that right now. I mean, bottom eights, bottom nines, giving up 4 or 5 runs to lose a game is really... I'm used to, as a Giants, torture baseball. You know, that's one of our trademark slogans for the longest time is torture. But this is I don't even feel like it's torture. It's just one after another, just people lined up being beheaded real quick.
It's just genocide. It's just straight genocide right now.
Yeah, it's really bad for the Giants. It's really bad.
Yeah, I was going to say, there is not getting much from anything right now other than from Buster Posey right now. Buster Posey is your only shining spot.
Let's get a hitting title
team.
There.
Yeah, he might as well go for something right now. He is being smart, staying out of brawls and whatnot. You don't want to get hurt because he is that he's their poster child for SF right now, who are currently looking really good right now, tied 0-0 in the bottom second against Atlanta. So you're not losing yet, guys. You're not losing yet.
There's time.
There is hope. Always there's hope.
So you're saying there's a chance?
Not even. No, sorry. With no Mad Bum this year, I'm sorry. Cueto's looking terrible. It's not the Giants year. If you guys turn it around, that'd be pretty impressive.
Hey, you said still 100 games left, right?
Yeah. No, I'm really excited. I'm really excited for the Rockies instead of the Giants to smash the Dodgers' hopes this year. Instead of the Giants smashing the Dodgers' hopes, Rockies.
I think that would be kind of a little bit more demoralizing. You know, like there's something about it. Just like we should be beating them, but we're not.
Hey, I have two favorite teams in baseball. It's the San Francisco Giants and anyone playing the Los Angeles Dodgers.
Hold on, guys. Since I'm a special guest on this show often.
Let's hear it.
This is Jordan's grind.
I
wouldn't
call you a special guest. I feel like you're the guy. Like you always come over. You still have to do your own dishes.
Oh.
In the kitchen, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Pour your own water. It's good.
Yeah.
You walk in, like, you don't have to knock on the door here, but you still have to do your dishes.
Yeah. Sometimes the door's open, sometimes it's not.
Yeah.
But still, brother man from the fifth floor. Like I was saying, that grinds my gears. I don't like the two team
the thing. Two team.
But did you hear me? It's not a second team.
What is it then?
My second favorite team is anyone playing the Los Angeles Dodgers.
Okay.
I mean, there's a slate in that, too. I have two teams I root for, the Dodgers and any other team that's playing the Giants.
Well,
I don't
say favorite team. You stole that from us.
Okay. Which came first, the chicken or the egg? Doesn't matter. They're both here now. No need to go first on anything. All right. All right, baseball. That was like a quick little baseball talk right there.
That was the best baseball talk ever.
I mean, I think it's our first time we've ever talked about baseball on the show so far this year. So
it's hard to talk about baseball. Kind of.
Well, I mean, especially because like I want to talk about how the Dodgers are doing so good, and I feel like this radio crowd doesn't really want to hear that right now.
That's true. Yeah. I will say one thing about baseball I really like is that you like almost never know who's gonna like win it all. Like at the start of the season,
yeah.
It's always like up there, like up mm-hmm. in the air. You're like, this season we knew it was gonna be Warriors, Cavs.
Right.
Football comes, you know, Patriots are gonna be in it. Steelers might be around. Uh-huh. Like baseball is always like really like
playoff open. Baseball is such a parody. Like you never know. Once it gets in there, it's anyone's game at that point.
Exactly.
All you have to do is just get into the playoff, and at that point in time, anyone gets hot, they find their hidden streak. People start pitching really well.
America's pastime.
It really is. It's such a crazy you can't really predict it that well. You know, you really can't. Like I said, it's much more of a like physicalness in the basketball that you can, it's more of a controllable sense, I feel, you know, while baseball is much more of like elemental. You know, there's a lot of things that go into it.
Yes, for sure.
On that baseball train again, we did talk about it a little bit. I mentioned in the news how Markelle Fultz is probably become a Philadelphia 76er because the Celtics again traded away a pick for another future first round pick. It's awesome. I love how they do that, man. They just have like this stockpile of picks like in the near future.
Danny Ainge, the legend.
He's doing something right now. I mean, I'm gonna say you're a basketball guy,
yeah.
Jordan. What do you think of that move by Philly? Do you think it's smart to get what they're looking for out of Markelle Fultz?
I mean, you figure you got a young nucleus. You know, you would have originally had the third pick. I'm not 100% sure what they gave up to get to move up. Do you know?
They gave up their first round pick. They got the Lakers for next year, and I think they gave up another future first round. I think they gave up two first round picks. I believe two
for
or
future,
three
future
two
first
future.
Round.
Yeah, because they got. They obviously traded away their third one, too. So they got these.
I mean, if you truly believe that that's a trend-setting player, you know?
Markelle, he plays. Is he a two guard?
He's a point guard.
He's a point guard.
Yeah.
Do they not? Is Ben Simmons not technically a point guard for them?
He's a small forward.
Small forward.
But
I mean,
he can handle the ball.
He's a LeBron type of passer.
Isn't that kind of what his role was? I thought they were trying to bring
him in. Yeah, but just because they didn't really have that mm-hmm. piece
option
in play.
So you're trying to say, okay. I mean, I feel like there's so many players out there that are trying to do kind of like be that hybrid style player where they try to be like everything, you know?
And yeah.
Just kind of being like a legit two guard or a legit point guard or I'm a straight small forward. It's like, yo, I'm big, but I got handles, man.
Yeah, I think it remains to be seen. I don't think, to me, I don't think Fultz is that go up and get changer. I mean, like you said, it's a super young nucleus. I still think they're two or three years out from being any sort of contender.
If you just like look at that team on paper right now and see like the talent that they have, you think, oh man, that
they
could
have
be,
a great
could be
talent
fun
pool.
In the future. Yeah, I mean,
yeah.
Joel Embiid,
right?
Yeah. Embiid is their center right now. He looked when he's not hurt. Hopefully, he can stay healthy out there. I mean, it looks like they're getting all the fixings for what they should be like a proper
Simmons,
team.
Simmons,
you know?
Okafor, yeah. I mean, they have it,
Simmons,
but it's
Okafor, Saric,
right? Yeah. They're it's just young. You know, there's not that. There's not that crucial veteran player to kind of show them the ropes. You know,
I mean, which is understandable why they're believing in getting that young nucleus now. They don't really have to worry about their future first round picks. It's like, yo, we already got him right now.
I mean,
and we're just kind of maybe adding through free agency or whatnot.
Right.
My main thing is just that with that trade, it seems like they're giving up three picks and essentially for one pick. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And three picks that could all essentially be Markelle Fultz. You know what I'm saying? A top three talent. You know, if they're terrible for the next 3 years. So let's say Markelle Fultz doesn't pan out, then they just set their organization back another 3 years.
Right.
And I'm going to get tired of trusting the process in a minute. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, if I'm in Philly, you know what I'm saying? If I'm living in the city, so it's like...
I'm getting tired of it already right now. Like,
I like the idea.
I love the idea, and I like where it's coming from, but, like, let's get the process going.
Exactly.
I've trusted it right now. But, like, let's see my trust fulfilled.
But obviously, they think Fultz is that piece to get the process going. He's the best talent in the draft to me, so... We'll see.
Yeah, I agree. I agree with that. He's definitely the best talent in the draft. I think he could go. I really liked him. I thought the Celtics were going to keep that. I thought him going to the Celtics would be a really good piece if they could in this summer or free agency get, you know, a Paul George or get a Gordon Hayward off free agency and then add Fultz into the mix, I feel like the Celtics could have been right there contending next year for a championship.
I like their team now. If they can just keep their team now and add like a Gordon Hayward.
But they need that point guard position. I mean, they have IT, but I feel like Isaiah Thomas was kind of exposed a little bit into the playoffs with how it was kind of one-dimensional in their offense, you know, and how they ran their offense. So I feel like bringing a Fultz or bringing a younger guy that's more of a pure point guard that doesn't need to necessarily get shots on games would be a really good fit for the Celtics. But apparently Danny Ainge doesn't think that.
I think it's just really hard to draft a player number one overall and expect him to fit a role. You know, when you draft somebody top three damn near, you expect them to be the man, you know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
So to draft him to make him a ball handler necessarily is not the move. That's like picking up Deron Williams like with the number one draft pick. You know what I'm saying? Like, that makes no sense.
People really need, I think, stop putting their expectations so high on those picks right there. No one knows, man. Like,
right.
It's all just
a 19-year-old kid.
You're trying so hard to predict this guy's future, and you cannot. No matter what you do, you can say he's got all the skills in the world. A lot of people have had a lot of skills in the world, and a lot of them have never been anything before. You know, like how many people do we hear, oh, what could have been? We all have, there's a ton of what could have been stories.
Definitely.
You know, or what should have been.
Ryan Leaf.
That's an easy example right there. Definitely.
Yeah, NFL
right
quarterbacks, you could go all day.
And oh, yeah. I mean, that's a, you know, everything you do, especially, you're playing a sport professionally right there, and you're trying to expect your body to be able to handle all the pressure and stuff that they get put on.
So many outside factors.
Oh, yeah. I mean, people just need to kind of cool it. Just because you got a top three pick does not mean anything. Like, to be able, great players would not be considered great if they came around so often, you know? If everyone was great, great is no longer great anymore, you know?
There's
a reason why that's someone great, because it's a guy that has elevated himself above the status quo that is already a professional sporting environment, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So, cool your jets, y'all. Give him a chance to shine. Let him play ball. You know, that's all he wants to do.
I'm excited.
So now what? The Celtics have the third pick now?
No, they're the first pick. Oh, Celtics have the third pick, yes.
Yeah, okay.
So, I mean, they really gave up two spots, and they weren't, you know.
To get two more picks, right. And the pick they were pretty much going to get just two picks later.
I mean, you can say Danny Ainge all you want right now.
And Lakers have the second pick?
Yeah.
Yes.
So Lakers are getting, you think Lakers are going Lonzo?
I've heard it go so many different ways.
I've heard no.
I've heard really? No, yeah. I've heard yes, I've heard wow. They like Fox a lot. Fox is a guy, Fox is becoming a lot.
Yeah, I like Fox Fox great. A lot too. Yeah.
He brought back to his second workout for the Lakers. Apparently when Lonzo went for his workout, he was apparently out of shape. That's what they're saying.
Yeah,
he did not shine.
I read that, yeah.
So that's not a good look.
I mean, you see him in the March Madness tournament this year, the matchup, and Fox tore
Fox's
Lonzo
team,
up.
Though.
True.
Fox's team. I mean, not saying UCLA is not a good team.
I mean, Fox had, you know, 20 plus, and
I mean, you heard what his dad went off on his UCLA team, man.
Yeah,
he's the only player out there, man. Yeah, no, of course he is. Of course he is.
Of course.
But I was gonna say, I'm really not set in stone what that second pick will be for the Lakers. I mean, I keep hearing that they're talking about trading it right now. So you know, rumors are flying galore. This is all like, you know,
as a Laker fan, how do you feel if they take Lonzo, or do you want someone else?
I don't know. I like Fox. I do. I think he's got, don't get me wrong, it depends on what we want to do with D'Angelo Williams. Like, if you want to keep D'Angelo Williams,
try to get
Russell. D'Angelo Russell, I'm sorry.
Maybe try to throw him into a trade and get Paul George?
Yeah, I mean, Paul George has expressed his interest to come to the Lakers. He said he's not going to re-sign with the Pacers after he's a free agent. Now, they're shopping him around all over the place, so... dude, it's like we need like tabloid magazines, man. That's what we pretty much are right now.
I think whoever gets Josh Jackson, that's going to be a really good pick just because he's not the type of player that necessarily needs the ball.
Yeah.
He's just a really athletic guy who can rebound, who can block, who can
play. Kind of like a Harrison Barnes type coming right into the league can contribute.
I think Harrison Barnes shot the ball way better than he can at this point.
Okay.
But I like that comparison. I think he's going to be a good pick just because he's not super highly touted, but he is a top-tier talent in this draft. So. We'll see what happens with that.
And like I said, the Celtics, when they gave away that pick, they're still going to get themselves. There's a decent number of top end, like maybe five players in the draft pool. They all look pretty legitimate out there. They all have like legitimate stock that we can say, okay, this is someone I can, has a potential, good potential about him right there.
Yeah, definitely.
And I mean, I don't know. Again, we're trying to compare these tomatoes right now. It's almost impossible to, you know.
They're still green.
Yeah, exactly. Let them get a little red right now, you know. Okay, we're going to move on from basketball into a little football action. That's right. You know what it is, y'all. It's a little foot and mouth.
And now, it's time we take a deep dive into the world of soccer. With the man responsible for such flashes of brilliance as...
39 was last year, and he could barely, like, throw a ball out at a barnside.
It's time for Derek Izumaki's Foot in Mouth.
That Ole chant is just, it's so good.
There's like a hint of gospel in there. That was nice.
Yeah, they have the church stand up. The church say amen.
Hey, man, that is their church for most of the people out there in the world. True. Is that soccer pitch. Yes, it is foot in the mouth right now. A little soccer action for y'all. If you've been, pay attention to all of the leagues whatsoever, or the international cups, young coming up stars. Gigi Donnarumma. He is a goalkeeper.
Ooh, yeah.
That's exciting.
Yes, that's hard.
Gianluigi Donnarumma.
Okay, bet.
Nice. He's a young, highly touted goalkeeper for AC Milan. He's Italy's new young hope. If you know the Italians, you know probably the name Gigi Buffon, who was their longtime captain at one of the greatest goalkeepers who ever touched the pitch. And he's supposed to be the next Buffon. And right now he is in a certain situation right now where he wants to get money, and AC Milan can't really give him the money he wants. He also wants to play for a better squad because AC Milan has not been playing too well. And there's a lot of teams out there with a lot of money that are willing to spend it to get this young keeper, because the guy is only 18.
Wow.
18 years old, maybe 19, but he's still a teenager. He is yet to leave his teenage years.
Change the club right around.
Yes. And many of the Italians don't want to see him to leave. So the chance of him leaving Italian soccer in general and going off to, Spain, England, teams that have a lot of money on there.
It's a risk you take. It's a better league.
Yeah, and it is. That might be a good chance for him.
Yeah.
However, he is getting a lot of flack because they're courting this lack of loyalty on his behalf. But a comical moment came out about it this past weekend when he was playing an international match for the under-21 World Cup. And he was playing keeper, and they had to suspend play because the fans littered the field with a bunch of fake $1 fake money. They threw it at him. They threw him all this fake money at him. It's kind of comical because they say he's chasing money right now, and a lot of them are giving him a lot of flack. Granted, Italians are kind of douchey. They are terrible people, man. In terms of like the way they treat their soccer players, they are
in terms of soccer.
In terms of soccer, yes, okay. Yeah. I'm sorry.
Yeah, because that was a blanket statement right there. That was cold. Like,
I know, I love Italians, but in terms of soccer, they are ruthless to their players right there, and they are ripping him a new one right now because of his quote unquote lack of loyalty. But hey, man. I hate that thing. I've always hated the fact loyalty to clubs right now. Clubs get rid of players left and right now. There's no loyalty in clubs whatsoever.
Well, I mean, as long as he's not playing for a different international team.
It's not an international team. He can't leave. He's not leaving Italian. He's not leaving the Italian international team. He's leaving AC Milan.
Right.
And a lot of Italy, AC Milan is a very popular team.
No
in
love
Italy.
Lost in my book.
Yeah. No. I mean get the guy. Like get that. Your money, kid. Find where you want to play, because it's your career, man. And don't let other people dictate it. Chase the money if you want to, but don't chase the money. Chase the right place. Find your place where you're comfortable at.
Chase the money.
LA Galaxy.
Hey, Zlatan's supposed to be coming there. We'll keep the soccer news going right now because we do have that music going still, and it's keeping me in that mood, okay? Zlatan Ibrahimovic, who played for Manchester United this past season, did not get his contract renewed with them, so he is on the looks for a new place to go. And the most likely place he's going to is here in California, in L.A., which I think would be awesome. If you are at all somewhat interested right now, find this guy when he gets himself to L.A., because I really hope it happens. I think he would be great in L.A. The guy is the perfect type of sports figure.
Yeah.
He's terrible. Terrible example. He's so cocky, but it's great. Such entertainment that he provides all the time. And he deserves to get the L.A. spotlight for a little bit of time because he has been one of the greatest strikers to ever grace our eyes. So,
the Swede.
Yeah, the Swede, man.
The sweet Swede.
He's got great hair.
I'm Swedish, no big deal.
Hey, man, embrace your culture.
Hey, do you like those fish?
Of course. Who doesn't
Swedish
like
fish?
They're terrible. What are you talking about? Those fish
are garbage.
If you
like gummy bears, gummy things in general, I feel like you cannot like
Swedish fish. Are delicious.
Swedish fish are the worst gummy product out.
Oh.
Quote it. Man. Write it down.
Talk about a blanket
Write it down. That's a blanket statement. Yeah.
All right. I'll accept it right now. I will say, though, I'm not grabbing the Swedish fish.
Oh, no. Never mind. I'm sorry. those root beer float bottle caps. Those are trash.
Those aren't even considered chewable. Oh. Those are not edible.
Those even on those the market aren't edible.
I don't think you can eat. I don't
those
think
are gross. They're gonna be. Those are gross.
You can put them in that category of food. I don't agree. Believe.
But
don't.
Second, Swedish fish.
Let it be known.
Thanks,
here on KZFR, we're dropping so much knowledge. Swedish fish is terrible, guys. According to the Jordan Booth, DJ J Pounds. Don't give him Swedish fish, y'all. Get him some Haribo gummy bears. He likes those, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, I love those.
The Haribo sour ones. Those are the money ones.
Oh, I don't like the sour ones.
Oh, no?
I like the originals. Dude, but yeah, no, you can't go wrong with the Haribos.
Is it Haribo or Haribo?
I feel like I heard it on a commercial, and that's how I heard it on the commercial.
It's a gummy bear.
It's a gummy bear.
Hey, it's the best one on the market, though.
Yeah. Gold pack. Yeah,
there's a lot of them out there.
You know what I'm saying? Gold pack. All right.
Haribo. Everyone goes berserko.
All right. What's next on the list?
Yes. On next on the list right now, we're going to go. I got to get a little grinds my gears action right now, guys. Nice. Because you know how I get.
Nice.
I didn't get to last week.
Sweltering heat. These are going to be good.
It's getting on there right now. You guys are going to get burnt either way. For either my roasting you from me hating what you're doing or from the sun. It's coming at you either way. But yes, this I didn't get a chance to do it last week, so I was really disappointed about that. So I really...
So you got a nice little lineup here at Grinds My Gears then?
I got a couple one that have been stored away for a little bit right now.
Okay.
So here, I gotta get this stop right now. Here we go.
You know what really grinds my gears?
Yes.
What?
I've found a new trend lately that kids these days don't know basic math. And when I say that right now, they need to do calculators to give me change back. Like, they needed a calculator to give me change back from, like, I gave them a 10 and it was like a $3.35 bill. And then she had to get a calculator out and give me that. Because the machine she was using didn't have one or something. And I was just like, what? You are old enough to have a job right now. So you've gone through, I remember taking, when I had to learn about change, I was about second grade maybe. I don't know. I hope you're past that time and you've at least gone through that far in school that you can do basic math.
What blows my mind is they didn't have a working register that had a working calculator. What
it's,
are you like?
It's a mixture of
is
things.
Is it like the typewriter ones where you just like?
It's one of those like
I think
old,
those even do standard arithmetic for you.
Standard arithmetic. Go ahead.
You should all be able to do standard arithmetic. You should be able to do standard arithmetic. I'm sorry. If you do not, if you have to get out a calculator to figure out change right now, just what are we up. Coming to right now? Just what has this become to right now?
I think this is really just more of a downside on the public school, public education, man.
Yeah, that's what grinds my gears.
Yeah, that's what it is.
All right, we'll dive deeper into it next week. Now, as I really search what really I do not like about these kids not being able to do it, but still, parents. Make sure your kids can do basic math.
Flashcards, guys.
Like, remember how, like, we said, oh, you're not going to need this in future life? You need basic math in future life, guys.
For sure.
It's kind of needed sometimes. I'm just saying, it's nice to know what changes from $10 and $3, what changes from $10 from $3.35 check, bill, whatever you want to say it. I don't know. Foot in mouth, y'all.
Foot in mouth.
Okay.
What else grinds your gears?
Hold up.
You know what really grinds my gears?
When you buy a card and you don't write anything in it other than from you. If you just write that, you don't like that person. What you're telling me is like, yeah, I'm just willing to buy you a card and send it to you, but that's all. Unless you're dropping $100 bills falls out of that card, you don't have to write anything else in there. If $100 bills falls out, you're fine. But if there nothing falls out and you just have the card and you give it to me, that's just like a slap in the face. Don't even give me anything at that point in
doesn't
time.
The card say something on the inside? Like,
yeah, but you didn't think of it. They did. You have no thought process on this
Hallmark
whatsoever.
Thought of that.
You just said, "Oh, this is funny. You found something funny and gave it to me. Thank you." That's like, that's like an Instagram post you're sharing with your friends right there. That's what you did.
Yeah.
That's what you did on a special occasion such as their birthday, holiday, whatever it might be.
You paid $3.35.
If you can't say something, it doesn't have to be basic. I don't care if you don't know the person that well. Just say, write your own little personal message. Give it a personal touch.
I mean, even a sentence would do, you know?
Have a great day. Boom. No, that's lazy, too. You're lazy, but at least you wrote something in there. You went through the extraneous work of going into the card and writing on it. But no, you had to just leave the card out. Just send it out. Like, get
all
better,
right,
people.
Well, for
get
future
better.
References when it's his birthday.
Yeah, I know.
No, don't give me anything.
I don't need a card. Give you a bottle or something. Like, it's called a day.
I don't need a card. If there's nothing written on the card right now that's specifically geared towards me, like a personal message I crafted, not one that I bought for $3.35 from Hallmark.
I'm going to buy you one that has like two pages of writing where you're just going to read it forever, and then you're going to flip the third page and it's going to say, from John.
Yeah, and I'm fine with that. That's a you went through time. You cared about me that much. To
No. I'm going to get a card that already has pre-written two pages, like a really sentimental card.
Good luck finding that. Hallmark doesn't go that deep. Okay. Hallmark's like skin surface, just the tip, y'all. Okay, they barely go into it all right now. So guys, I'm just saying, when you're getting a card, just leave a little personal message. Make it known that you actually care about the people that you're giving this card to. You obviously do. Make it a little bit more known to them and not just, here's a card that I found funny. Lazy. Ugh. Yeah, so that was like, that was my grinds my gears right now, guys.
Nice.
Yeah.
Big time.
You guys have any topics right now you need to spitball right now? We got a couple minutes we got to kill.
You want to go?
No, go for it.
All right, I got to grind my gears.
Yeah, let's hear it. Wait. Let me get you set up right now because it feels better when this comes on first, I feel.
You know what really grinds my gears?
When you're on Snapchat and somebody sends you like a message, but it's like something that they put like on their story, but they like put you in it too. So like you open it, it's like it's on their story, but then they sent it to you directly too.
Oh. Yes, yeah.
I hate that so much. And like especially when it doesn't apply to you like whatsoever. Like, do not send me those. I will text you back and say, stop sending me these.
Right.
Don't send me those.
Well, that it's really just not personal.
Yeah, know? It's like, annoying.
You look at it and you're like, oh, they thought to send this to me.
Yeah,
and then
exactly.
You look at their story,
to everyone.
And
right
then
now.
They sent it to everyone.
Yeah, like don't do that.
Yeah, what are you trying to get by that? I never understood that either in the Snapchat game. Like,
oh, not send me a stupid video of you doing something stupid that
if
I don't
you put it
about.
On my story, there's no need to send it to anyone else.
Exactly.
Like they're gonna see it unless if they watch your story. Unless you're so right. Desperate for then just send one of them personally.
Yeah,
and that too, because like it also makes you wonder who else are you sending them to.
Yeah,
you know, God, Snapchat man makes you wonder who else is getting these pictures, huh?
It got real deep. It got real dark.
Going on the Snapchat game right now. I'm gonna go on one too. Actually, that came to my head.
You got a grind my gear? Okay,
I do. Yeah,
I might even have one.
Grinds my gears.
When people Snapchat in the entire event that they're at.
Oh, my God.
I'm not there.
Bro?
Don't show me the entire thing. But like, tell me that you're there.
Yes.
That's fine. Tell me you're
and
there.
And your favorite song, bump it. You know what I'm saying?
For one time. Just
jump
one time.
Jump man. I don't need to hear Future's whole catalog. Like, at all. If I wanted to do that, I would have went to the concert. I'm sorry I took your grind.
I get where you're coming. You're jumping on my bandwagon. Oh, right. You're picking up and I'm putting down. And I appreciate it because it's terrible.
Oh,
it's like 4 days worth of... 10-second clips.
I swear that's all people do now is go to Vegas and go to concerts and Snapchat boring stuff.
Well, do you even get the experience at that point? You're just you're watching a concert through the lens of your phone.
I've never understood that. Like, I get having one picture and one video.
Right. Hey,
the entire
I'm
time I'm here, I want to be fun, having it, moving around, not worrying about if my phone's gonna fall or something.
Mm-hmm. And also, if you do that, have good seats. Don't be in the upper deck. Don't be in the second, you know what I'm saying, second row of people. Like, be front center.
Like, you have to circle him on your Snapchat.
Yeah, exactly.
You
have
to do that. No.
Like,
no,
you're going to be like Quavo, we need to be able to see Quavo's glasses and what color they are. You know what I'm saying? Like, we don't need to be able to, we want to be able to see it. We don't want to be.
Amen.
Yeah, God. Man, I thank you for that. I feel so much better.
Uh-huh. I'm glad. That's what grinds my gears does. It's cathartic for us all right now.
Man,
you know?
I see why you've been doing that for so long.
I get a lot of them, man.
I used to not get it. I get it now.
You really do now. I appreciate that you're finally on my train.
Derek starts hosting. He turns everyone grumpy, dude.
Oh, man.
Hey, I'm just turning everyone to the dark side a little bit. I got, one more coming up for
me. We need Jerome back.
Yeah. He'll be here next week. But here, one more.
You know what really grinds my gears?
Why did Snapchat take away that thing on the top corner to tell you what I was getting into on your stories? Now it's just like a blank screen. I have to go through it. Like, I don't know how long this is going to be right now.
Oh,
they don't tell me how long this is going to. They don't have that little timer anymore. Mm. I'm like, what am I getting myself into? Is this a full on?
Well, now they have the infinite
snap
so where you don't even put it to 10 seconds. You can just put it there for as long. It took me for the longest time on someone's story to realize that it was an infinite. I'm like, when is this going to change?
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure it's been a minute and a half.
I'm usually tapping through most of them. I'm like, no.
Certain people, I just be like, I'm going to remove them, but like if you block them, they can, like when they try to send you that stuff, then they see you block.
You don't want to be deliberately mean, so you're going to be secretively
mean.
It's
so hard. Yeah.
I do it all the time.
You got to say face on Snapchat so much. It's terrible. Oh, what have we come to in this world? Talking about Snapchat and
just delete the app, but it's so popping.
Man, I mean, Instagram's trying to do the exact same thing with it now too.
Oh, so I hate the Instagram
I don't
snaps.
I don't know what's going on. It's like I got two places to watch videos. I don't like this. I'm getting double posts in place. Nah, I don't like it.
Yeah, the double post.
Double post, man. That's another grinds my gears. Do you got anything else, John? No.
I'm good. You guys sold me on the ending with Snapchat there. That was good.
Yeah.
Right? Snapchat, like, they had a fire thing, and they just kind of messed it up for a little bit. They really just messed it up. It was not
Draymond brought it back, and then they've kind of fallen off since then.
Yeah. Draymond brought it back.
Well, like I said, this is the show for you guys today. This is Talking About Practice. Again, I'm Derek Isomaki. I'm joined in with my producer, John Luke. And, of course, thank you, Jordan Booth.
JJ Pounds, man. Thanks,
buddy. Catch him every Thursday.
BYB Radio, yes, sir.
11:30 p.m.
12
a.m., okay.
12 to 2.
Some late-night jams, y'all.
Late-night jams.
Slow times with Jay Booth.
Yes,
sir. I like it. All right, again, y'all, thank you all for listening. The show is coming up next. We out, y'all.
Later.
Happy Juneteenth to all my people.
All the shouts in the world. Thank you, y'all. The show starts now.
Here it is. From deep inside your audio device of choice.
Well, you know, I'm, as you can tell, fairly eclectic.